Welcome to Geography 101, the podcast where places come alive through land, people, and purpose. I'm Daniel Lucas, and today's episode focuses on Greece. Greece is a country where geography and history are inseparable, each shaping the other across thousands of years. Located in southeastern Europe, it sits at the crossroads of Europe, Asia, and Africa. This strategic position made Greece a natural meeting point for civilization, trade, and ideas. Its landscapes tell a story of movement, adaptation, and resilience. The Greek mainland is dominated by mountains, with nearly 80% of the country classified as a mountainous terrain. This mountain historically limited travel and communication between regions. As a result, early Greek communities developed independently from one another. The fragmentation directly influenced the rise of city-states rather than a single united kingdom. Among Greece's most significant mountain ranges is the Pindus Mountains, often called the backbone of the mainland. Stretching from north to south, the Pindus divides eastern and western Greece. It shapes rainfall patterns, river system, and settlement distribution. Even today, these mountains influence transportation, roads, and regional economies. Mount Olympus, Greece's highest peak, rises dramatically along the eastern edge of the mainland. Beyond its physical prominence, Olympus holds immense cultural significance as a mythical home of the ancient gods. Geography and mythology inserted here, showing how natural features shape belief systems. The mountains remains a powerful symbol of a national identity. Greece rivers is relatively short compared to those of other European nations. This is due to a rugged terrain and steep gradients. While these rivers provide water for agriculture, they were not the major transportation corridors. This limited internal trade and reinforced localized development. The Greek coastline is one of the longest in Europe, extending over 13,000 kilometers when including islands. This extensive coastline encouraged maritime activity from early history. Fishing, trade, and naval exploration become a central to Greek life. This is connected what the mountains divided. Greece is famous for its island, numbering over 6,000, though only about 200 are inhabited. These islands are scattered across the Aegean, Ionian, and Mediterranean seas. Each island has its own microclimate, economy, and cultural character. Together, they form a complex maritime geography. The Aegean Sea played a crucial role in shaping Greek civilization. Calm waters and short distance between islands made navigation feasible, even the early sailing technology. These fostered trade networks and cultural exchange. The sea became a highway rather than a barrier. Many Greek islands are the result of tectonic activity and volcanic process. Santorini, for example, is the remnant of a massive volcano eruption that reshaped the island entirely. Its caldera stands as evidence of the region's geological volatility. This volcanic path continues to influence soil fertility and tourism. Greece sits along active fault lines, making earthquakes as a recurring natural phenomenon. Seismic activity has shaped building practices and settlement patterns over centuries. Ancient Greeks adapted by constructing flexible structures and avoiding certain zones. Modern Greece continues to invest heavily in earthquake-resistant infrastructure. The Mediterranean climate defines much of Greece's agricultural geography. Hot, dry summers and mild, wet winters support crops such as olives, grapes, and citrus fruits. These crops become staples of the Greek diet and economy. Geography directly influenced cuisine and trade exports. Olive trees thrive particularly well in Greece's rocky soils and dry conditions. Olive oil became the cornerstones of the ancient Greek commerce and daily life. It was used not only for food, but also for lighting, medicine, and religious rituals. Geography turned olives into an economic and cultural foundation. Vineyards also flourished across Greece, hillsides, and island. Wine production dates back thousands of years and was closely tied to the trade routes. Different regions developed distinct thine or wine traditions based on soil and climate. Geography created regional identities through agriculture. Greece's limited arable land forced early societies to maximize efficiency. Terracing was widely used to prevent soil erosion and increase productivity. This practice is still visible in natural landscape today. Human adaptation to terrain is etched into the land itself. Because of the fertile plains were scarce, many Greek communities relied on trade to supplement food supplies. These dependence encouraged seafaring and colonization. Greek settlements spread across the Mediterranean and Black Sea regions. Geography pushed Greece outward rather than inward. The Peloponnese Peninsula is connected to a mainland by a narrow isthmus. This land bridge has long been strategically significant. Control of the isthmus meant control to movement between northern and southern Greece. Geography shaped military and political strategy. The Corinth Canal cut through the isthmus in the 19th century highlights human intervention in geography. It shortened maritime routes, but also altered local ecosystems. The canal symbolizes Greece's effort to adapt ancient geography to modern needs. It stands as a link between the past and the present. Northern Greece features broader plains compared to the south. This plain supported larger-scale agriculture and more centralized settlement. As a result, northern regions developed differently from the fragmented south. Geography influenced political balance within the country. Macedonia in northern Greece benefited from access to the fertile land and the trade routes. This allowed stronger political consolidation than any southern regions. Geography contributed to the rise of powerful leaders like Alexander the Great. Terrain and opportunity aligned to shape history. Greece's location between the continents made it a cultural bridge. Goods and technologies passed through its ports. This exchange enriched Greek society while also exposing to its external influence. Geography ensured Greece has never isolated from the wider world. Urban geography of modern Greece reflects both ancient foundation and modern pressure. Athens, built in the basin surrounded by mountains, faces challenges with air circulations and expansion. Geography limits outward growth, forcing dense development. The city's layout reflects natural constraints. Athens' proximity to the sea via the port of Piraeus remains crucial. The port was served as a gateway for trade and migration for centuries. Maritime geography continues to drive economic activity. The ancient relationship between the city and the sea persists. Thessaloniki is Greece's second largest city, occupies strategic coastline position to the north. It connects the Balkans to the Aegean Sea, or the Aegean Sea. Geography makes its commercial and cultural hub. Its role reflects Greece's regional connectivity. Tourism geography is central to Greece's modern economy. Coastal areas and islands attract millions of visitors annually. Natural beauty combined with historical landmarks creates a powerful draw. Geography directly fuels economic growth. However, tourism also places a strain on fragile ecosystems. Water scarcity on islands is a growing concern. Seasonal population urges test infrastructure. Geography demands careful management, sustainability planning. Climate change is increasingly affecting Greece's geography stability. Rising temperature intensified droughts and wildfires. Coastal erosion treatments low-lying areas. Geography is now the center of environmental policy debates. Wildfires has become more frequent in forested and mountainous regions. Dry summers and strong winds accelerate their spread, amplifies the impact of climate extremes. Adaptation strategies are now essential for resilience. Water management is another geographic challenge. Limited freshwater sources require careful allocation. Islands rely heavily on desalination and imports, forces innovation and resource management. Greece's biodiversity is shaped by its varied terrain and climate zones. Mountain ranges, islands, and coastlines created isolated habitats. This leads to high levels of endemic species. Geography supports ecological richness. Marine ecosystems around Greece are equally diverse. The Mediterranean Sea hosts fisheries vital to coastal communities. Overshipping or overfishing and warming waters pose serious risks. Ties like livelihoods directly to environmental health. Transportation networks in Greece must navigate complex terrain. Roads and railways often allow coastlines or valleys. Mountain makes construction expensive and technically challenging. Influences infrastructure investment. Ferries remain critical mode of transportation between islands. They serve as a lifeline for residents and businesses. Maritime geography ensures ferries are not optional but essential. Sea routes replace roads where land is absent. Energy geography is evolving rapidly in Greece. Wind and solar power thrive due to abundant natural conditions. Island and coastal regions are ideal for renewable energy projects. It supports transition towards sustainability. Hydroelectric potential limited by short rivers and seasonal flow. These constraints pushes Greece toward alternative energy sources. Shapes the national energy and strategy. Natural limits encourage innovation. Cultural landscapes in Greece reflect centuries of adaptation. Villages are often built on hills for defense and climate moderation. Narrow streets provide shade and wind flow. Architecture responds directly to geography. Stone is a common building material due to its abundance. Local materials reduce transportation needs and blend structures into environment. Geography influences aesthetics as well as function. The land shapes visual identity. Religious sites are often placed on elevated terrain. Hills and cliffs symbolize closeness to the divine, reinforces spiritual symbolisms. Sacred landscapes are chosen, not random. Agricultural traditions remain tied to geographic rhythms. Harvest seasons follow climate patterns established over centuries. Geography maintains continuity between past and present. Farming remains a cultural anchor. Rural depopulation is reshaping Greece's human geography. Young people migrate to cities or abroad. Mountain villages face decline. Influences demographic shifts. Despite of this, some regions are experiencing revival through sustainable tourism and remote work. Natural beauty attracts new residents. Geography becomes an asset once again. Landscape offer opportunity. Greece's maritime border extends far beyond its landmass. Controlled sea zones affects energy exploration and diplomacy. Geography plays a role in international relations. The sea is both resource and responsibility. Disputes over maritime boundaries highlight the strategic importance of islands. Small landforms carry a large geopolitical weight. Geography shapes national security considerations. Maps become instrument of policy. Education in Greece is increasingly emphasizes environmental awareness. Students study how geography affects daily life. This fosters stewardship and resilience. Knowledge becomes geographic tool. Modern technologies help break seismic monitoring and climate modeling guide decision making. Geography and science now work hand in hand. Data enhances preparedness. Cultural festivals often align the seasonal and geographic cycles. Harvest celebrations and maritime events reflect environmental rhythms. Geography influences tradition and timing. Cultures follows the land. Greek identity remains deeply tied to place. Mountains, seas, and islands are not the abstract concept, but live realities. Geography shapes language, metaphors, and memory. The land is part of the national psyche. From ancient myth to modern policy, geography remains constant force. It limits, enables, and inspires. Greece's story cannot be told without its terrain. The landscape is the central character. Understanding Greece geographically reveals why it developed as it did. Fragmentation, maritime focus, and cultural exchange are stems for physical features. Geography explains patterns that history alone cannot context, brings clarity. As Greece faces the future, geography will continue to shape its path. Climate adaptation, sustainable development, and regional cooperation all depend on land and sea. Geography remains both challenge and guide. The future is rooted in place. Greece stands as a powerful example how geography molds civilizations. Its mountains provided its seas connected to its climate sustainable life. For Geography 101, Greece is not just a country, it's a lesson in how land and people evolve together. Morikan people, see you soon.